The World Bank estimates the Dominican Republic will be one of the countries most affected by climate change in the next 3 decades. Rising sea levels could wash away the country's tropical beaches and the homes of its most vulnerable. As Mariana Dale reports from Santo Domingo, moving an entire community out of harm's way is a complicated endeavor.
In the La Barquita neighborhood, concrete and tin homes huddled together on the banks of the Ozama River. Today, the water's smooth and calm, but it's not always that way. Maria Isabel Reyes has lived here for 23 years with her family and has seen the water surge over the banks and into homes, including hers, many times. She says when the cyclones and storms came, you were always nervous because at any time you could have to leave your home. When the floods receded, people returned and began again. But today, Reyes will leave La Barquita for the last time. She watches workers pack all the contents of her dingy lime green home into a van. She says she feels a bit nervous. It feels like all the time she's packed up before the storms, but now it's like a prayer has been answered. She'd ask God to open the door to a new place. Because here there wasn't safety in any form. Reyes' family is one of more than 1,600 the Dominican government is moving to brand new apartments far from the reach of the river's floodwaters. As the families leave, the neighborhood is dismantled. The project, called La Nueva Barquita, fulfills a promise President Danilo Medina made to help the people of the impoverished neighborhood in 2012. The $84 million project includes a church, water treatment plants, a child care center, and spaces for business. Cifrido Peña says this is a pilot project and one that will create a precedent both in this country and internationally. He's helping families complete their applications on the day of their big move. And he says truth is, the thing that's a concern for La Nueva Barquita is not just living in a new place. It's a change in these families' whole way of thinking. Residents had to complete workshops meant to help them adjust to their new life. Eredania Rosario Marcelo was president of the neighborhood board in La Vieja Barquita. She says in this new neighborhood, people need to keep their music down and throw away their trash. Here, we have to maintain and keep it up, she says. There has been criticism of the new project. Local media published reports from builders who say they weren't paid on time and people who were excluded from the project. Roberto Barrio studies displacement and resettlement after disasters. He says via Skype, people being moved need to be considered partners in the rebuilding process.
If we don't listen to them, we can perpetuate the effects of disasters.
For example, if people can't find work near their new homes, it's a negative in the long run. Reyes expresses these worries as she leaves the old neighborhood. She wonders whether they're going to give her a job. Otherwise, she doesn't know what she'll do to pay for where she lives.
No, mama, no.
Reyes gets out of the van in front of the multi-story apartments of La Nueva Barquita. They're lined up like pastel Legos. Her new home is on the second floor of a purple building. The streets are clean here, and kids fly kites, or as they call them, chichiguas, overhead. She says everything is beautiful. There's a lot to do to make an empty apartment a home, to build trust with new neighbors, and find a place in a community that's familiar yet also foreign. She's happy, but she's also hungry. So Reyes will get the stove hooked up first. It's time for a meal in her new home. For the Transborder Unit, Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Santo Domingo.